As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." He said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're back. It's a joy to be with you this morning. And as we begin the start of the school year, the mission the Lord's entrusted to you, it is a very wonderful feast day for this. We celebrate the Feast of Saint Dominic. I'm one who's not particularly drawn to Dominicans, but I love Saint Dominic. A man whose utter zeal lived in a time, the early 12th century, late 11th century, early 12th century, and preached against certain heresies, certain groups of people that were against the Lord's theology, Trinitarian heresies. To do this, he saw that many priests, many people, were not living the gospel, and people were not drawn to follow the gospel because they just saw hypocrisy everywhere. So Saint Dominic, to combat this, started three groups. First, a group of nuns, because without prayer, nothing's gonna happen. Second, he started a group of priests who would go around living in poverty and proclaiming the gospel. And third, he started a group of lay people, married men and women, also called to embrace the gospel and proclaim and teach the good news. This is not something, not a mission that could be accomplished just by the sisters, the priests. He recognized to proclaim the gospel, everyone has to be all in. And he taught them how to do this, how to live a life possible to proclaim the good news. In our gospel today, Jesus is adamant. He actually seems a little insensitive. "Let me bury my father." And Jesus says, "No, like, we don't have time for that." The focus of the proclamation of the gospel demands a lot. It demands everything. To follow Jesus demands everything. And it is our utter joy to give the Lord all we have for the sake of his glory and the good of those we serve. Teachers, you have a very different community you're evangelizing besides Trinitarian heretics, little fourth grade people who are just obsessed with TikTok and brain rot. It's very different, but it's a mission to evangelize, to proclaim the kingdom all the more. The Lord has for you every grace, every gift you need. But also the Lord has a demand. It requires a focus to proclaim the gospel for this group he has trusted you with this year. As you well know, it's going to cost quite a bit. And as you well know, it is a joy. So the spiritual exercise of this day, I encourage you from another saint, Saint Philip Neri. He would tell his penitents and his spiritual children, "Go saint begging." This time of preparation for your classroom, go saint begging. Any saints you're close to, any patrons for your classrooms, whoever you want, go saint to saint to saint, and just go, "Lord, I beg you for this grace. Philip Neri, I beg you for the gift of joy. Saint Dominic, I beg you for the gift to learn how to teach and proclaim well. Saint John Bosco, I beg you for the grace just to relate to these kids." Any saint you can think of, just go begging, like, "You know, Lord, I need all the graces I need. So, please, come, saints, pray for these children." And lastly, could I ask all the teachers and all faculty and staff at St. Vincent's, please stand for a special blessing as we begin this school year.